It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
I was fairly slick driving in on 470 this morning.
Oh, yeah.
I got stuck behind all the plow drivers.
Yeah.
The big boys were out, and I was like, come on, get out of the way.
It was icy coming down Arapahoe as well. I was going like 10 miles under the speed limit.
Yeah.
And yeah,
it's one of those days, right?
It's because you learned your lesson, turns. Katie.
I did when I almost died the last snowstorm
the last
we had.
Time.
I did like three
donuts. They're
cookies.
Donuts.
I call them cookies.
But around
I like
and around
cookies
she
more.
Went.
I did three of them, but I didn't do that today. Just a Jeez. Little bit of a sliding into the parking lot here. But yeah. I was like, not today. We're it making it to work.
In turn one. Into the slide.
It was just drifting. Exactly.
Here you go. Turn
it was
into
just drifting.
It.
Well, add a few extra minutes on your commute this morning because you are surely going to be sitting in traffic. Some of the school districts are on delay. Some of the colleges and community colleges are on a delay, and just they're saying, study remotely today. I know ACC and Community College of Aurora were saying, just stay home. It's remote classes today. But check your emails, check your texts, because I'm sure your school is reaching out to you. You don't need me to tell you this.
Yeah.
But be careful out there. We haven't had snow in a while, and here we are. And now everyone's like, oh, my God, how do I drive again?
Well, and it's not only that. It's that it's been 60. And so it's such a drastic change to get. I mean, I'm glad we had that little cold spell to get us, you know, prepared. But still.
It's still. And I know down in my hood in Little Fun, it definitely rained a bit last night.
Yeah.
So it's that sheet of ice underneath the snow this morning. So be careful. You guys be careful.
Yes.
Well, we do have a trending report to keep you entertained. I know Katie's got some local stuff you want to fill people in on.
Yeah. And speaking of the weather, we heard about how the Kansas City Chiefs had some trouble getting into Denver to get smacked by the Broncos on Sunday, right? They actually got here a little later than they anticipated because of some bad weather out there in Kansas City. And now we're learning on Monday after the game, they were stuck here until 8:30 yesterday morning. They were supposed to fly out on Sunday, but because of all the weather, they were stuck here. And that had to really suck for them.
Like, get us out of here.
Yeah, not only did they lose the game, they got blanked. They got shut out 38-0.
Like,
this
is the longest trip ever.
I know. When has anyone wanted to get back to Kansas City? These guys, that's who. So,
hey-o.
Yeah, that's just pretty funny that they were stuck and had to hang around a little bit longer than expected. Hey, Castle Rock, this is really neat. They have a therapy dog who's helping the kiddos out there get ready for middle school. Is this
awesome? That's cool.
I saw a couple of police officers go into a classroom of sixth graders, and they had Rue, the therapy dog,
Aww.
And his partner,
who's a good Rue?
His partner Buttercup, and they both showed up, and they had a book to read to the kids. And
the
it's
dogs?
Actually, now, yeah, well, the police officers.
It was Clifford.
But, like, wait a second.
Clifford.
Yes, it was a book about Rue, the dog. He's a
what?
Husky, and it was all about how Rue was a little anxious about starting middle school.
Yeah,
and so,
I see what they're doing
here. I know,
here.
I love it. And you talk to the kids, and they're like, yeah, I mean, it was easy for me to relate to Rue because I'm also anxious about going into middle school. And you guys remember that, right?
I'm anxious now thinking about middle school.
I know, right?
It was the worst 2 years of my life.
It's
I was
hard.
A cool kid, so no.
I hated, absolutely hated middle school.
You hated middle school?
Worst 2 years of
well, wait,
my
why?
Life.
Go into
really?
Detail a little bit. Why? Oh,
just,
what happened?
It was a lot of bullying. My grades weren't great. I was the skinny little scrawny kid.
Your voice was doing this.
I was talking like this. I didn't have a girlfriend.
Well, and a lot of kids can relate to that because that's when a lot of changes happen for us,
you
right?
go in and there's the one kid with the full beard.
I know. Yeah, exactly.
And I hadn't even had hair under my arms yet.
It's very intimidating
very.
To be around that kid with the beard. But yeah, so this is really neat. I love it. And I love how Castle Rock is like, you know, we want to make sure the kids are okay moving on to that next step. And
yeah,
who doesn't love
great.
Dogs?
That's cute.
That's what
know,
the police
right?
officers were like. When they walked in, who smiled? And all the kids raised their
Everybody,
hands.
Everybody, yeah.
Dogs make everything better. So, yeah, shout out to Castle Rock. Also, you can watch the Super Bowl at Empower Field at Mile High.
Are you serious?
Yes. The Broncos probably won't be playing in the Super Bowl. Well, oh gosh.
You never know.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. I didn't
hey,
mean to say
Sunday,
that.
Hey, any given Sunday, Katie.
What I meant to say is the Broncos can't host a Super Bowl. That's what I meant to
go.
Say. They may
there
be playing
go.
In
oh,
it,
okay.
but they can't host of it because, like, field and city requirements, right? Like, the city of Denver actually can't host the Super
They've
Bowl.
They've been trying to get it.
But
They've been
you
trying
can't.
To.
You can watch it at Empower Field, but there is this catch. You have to be a Verizon customer. And that bums me out. Yeah, because it's the Verizon Fan Fest or something. So,
all right,
like,
well, I'll see you
former
there, guys.
Bronco Emmanuel Sanders is going to be hosting it. There's going to be, like, games, food, and fun on February
9th. I love games, food, and fun.
I do, too. And so I tried to reserve some tickets. I tried to go online and get some tickets, and there's a big prompt that says you have to be a Verizon customer to go to this. And I'm so bummed
what
now.
What do you have?
On T-Mobile, and I'm like, what are you going to do?
T-Mobile,
you better step it up.
Verizon's coverage is the best, though.
Well, you know what's the best is staying at home with your own bathroom and being able to pause the game and walk away.
There's also that. So, but if you want to go and you're a Verizon customer, they are you can reserve those tickets now. You better get on that because I'm sure that'll fill up quick. But yeah, I tried yesterday. I also tried to lie and say I was a Verizon customer, but that doesn't work. Just so you
know. They can tell by your phone number.
Well, then they say they send you a link in your email, and they're like, "Put this into your Verizon app."
I'm like, "My Verizon app." That's what I have.
Whoopsie! So you can't lie.
Get you tickets, Katie. Don't worry.
Thank you, Josh. I got you.
He probably knows people over there.
He's
rich, homie. Josh, are you kidding me?
He knows everybody.
He's got a box there at the Mile High. Here's some celebrity stuff floating around this morning. 36-year-old bartender in Houston had a very good Christmas thanks to Post Malone. Her name is Renee Brown, single mom with no family. She works two jobs and also homeschools her daughter. No other family. It's just her and her daughter. She was working the late shift at a neighborhood bar called the Rail Yard on Christmas Eve, and Posty showed up with Shaboozy.
What?
They came wandering in with a few of their friends. She said they hung out on the patio all night, played songs on the jukebox. I guess Post Malone went to pay the check, but didn't have one. Some of his friends there and some of the regulars were like, we've got you. So they paid for Posty's bill, but he's like, oh, no, I want to leave a tip. So he asked Renee to charge him for something. So she charged him $1 for whatever, you know, a soda or something.
Yeah.
And then when she was closing down, she checked the receipt, and Post Malone had tipped her $20,000.
Whoa.
$20,000.
Oh, that's life-changing.
Nice.
She immediately started crying. There's a photo of the receipt and a picture of the two of them because she said she did track him down, and she said he's the most humble celebrity she's ever met. And she's extremely grateful. I guess she had been struggling to scrape by, hasn't had a car for 2 years.
Aww.
So truly, this $20,000 to this bartender was a life-changing amount.
Yes.
And it's all thanks to Mr. Post Malone.
That's awesome. He seems like the most joyous, happy person.
So happy, right?
He seems like just a good dude, man.
Yeah.
I watched his, where he was performing at the Grand Ole Opry. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
where
my
he
gosh.
Was?
Yes, his first time there.
Just, he was so positive and so grateful
to be
there.
He was grateful to be there, yeah.
I've never heard a bad thing about Post Malone.
No.
I really haven't.
And the fact that he can rap and he sings country.
I've never been to one of his concerts. It's one of my, like,
he's coming to Colorado.
Is he?
Yes.
Yeah, that F1 Trillion Tour.
Whoa, I didn't know this.
He's coming with Jelly Roll, isn't
he? He is.
Him and Jelly Roll.
When is this?
Like June. It's the Big Butt Country Concert or whatever it is. It's the big at one.
I want to go to
that. Dude, it's going to be huge. It's going to be awesome.
When is it, King?
Yes, it is.
Come on. Tell me.
Post Malone with Jelly Roll and Power Field at Mile High, June 15th.
Yep.
And Power
Field. Yeah. Tickets starting at about $125. The parking there, getting out of Empower Field.
I can't get
those
for free. And
Empower Field's hard to get out of when there's a big show.
There will be a YouTube recap, Jared. Don't worry.
Yeah, exactly. You'll be able to catch it.
What day of the week is June 15th?
June 15th is a Sunday. There
and
you go.
It's
and
a
it doesn't
Sunday.
Start it doesn't start till 7:30.
Well,
which
when's
is
he
nine.
Coming back next time? Let me know when he's at Ball Arena.
Yeah. Right?
That's where the company suite is.
He's
I'd
too
go
big
there.
For Ball Arena, man.
He's not.
Yeah, he's doing stadium tours, not arena
that
tours.
That sucks. Darn
that's
it.
A good show though. Post
I know
Malone
that's gonna be
Jelly
Roll. I was gonna say all you
it's
talk about
Sunday.
Is how much you love Jelly Roll.
It's a Sunday night. Speaking of, I've got Mr. Roll right here.
Okay.
He and his wife are filling out their farm. The other day, they got 3 miniature cows.
Aww.
They named them what I feel like Katie would name children if she had more children.
Okay, I'm ready.
If you had 3 more children, you would name them Brownie, S'mores, and Crunch.
Crunch. That's hilarious.
You know what? So he has lost a lot of weight, too.
He looks so thin. Man. I was watching that video, and he's just withering away.
Yeah, he's looking great.
Okay, well. He looks sickly almost.
No, he's looking
good. I know he's
getting
healthy, but
he is looking good.
It's unsettling. It is definitely unsettling. Zendaya and Tom Holland are engaged. Anyone
Yay!
Excited about that?
I love her.
Do you love her? She's in Euphoria. That
Shake
show
it
I've
up
been watching.
Is there's an older
Shake it
show?
Up. Yes,
Shake
that's
it up.
What I
CeCe
watch.
And Rocky.
Yeah.
That's what Zoe watched growing up. I came to love Zendaya when she was on that, and just seeing her career flourish the way it has. I mean, I've seen Euphoria. She
Yikes.
Is amazing.
I know.
The fact that she can play that role so well.
I'm so behind with that TV show because it came out quite a few years ago.
Yeah,
and I'm watching
yeah.
it, and I feel dirty every time I watch it.
It's pretty intense.
It's intense, man.
Heavy.
It is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, again, props to her for her acting chops. She's so good in it. And so, yeah, to see her happy and to see those two together,
I was
going to
say, yeah,
two.
See, I'm opposite of you. Like, Zendaya is great. I love Tom Holland.
He's
like,
Spider-Man.
Tom Holland is awesome. He's kind of like, for me, the less tatted British version of Post Malone. He always seems like he's in such a good mood. He loves golf. He's always so happy. He's really good to people.
You guys could be best friends.
I would love to be best friends with Tom Holland.
You're like, hey, you got that Spider-Man suit? Can I
dude.
Can I put that Spider-Man
God,
suit on?
I'd put the mask on at least.
Yeah,
I'd put
right?
the mask on.
Yo,
but I'm
Spider-Man?
Happy to see that too, because they're one of those good couples that have been together for a really long time.
Yeah.
And, you know,
they're
those Hollywood
cute.
Couples, it's hard to stay together, so I like that.
Yeah.
I like
Same.
It.
Adorable. Absolutely adorable. You know what else is adorable?
What?
Boy band.
Yeah.
Am I right, Katie?
Oh, yeah.
Am I right?
Oh, so, Jerry, people, you love boy bands.
I love me some boy bands. Watch out, 98 Degrees. Here I come. People over at Ranker.com voting on the greatest boy bands of all time.
Well, there's two that it's going to be between, right?
Yeah.
There's so many. I didn't realize
no, but
there
the two
so
that
many.
Everybody knows.
Yeah.
The two.
One and two is NSYNC
one
and
Backstreet.
One and
two. Yeah,
right?
obviously. Number one was Backstreet. They beat out NSYNC.
Wow.
I think technically, Backstreet Boys is way better. NSYNC was a better like performer, but like singing-wise, Backstreet blew them out of the water.
New Kids on the Block came in third.
Okay.
One Direction fourth. And my wife is going to love this. Boys to Men.
Oh,
Motown Philly
yes.
back again.
No, I'll make love to you down on bended knee.
Pardon me?
Oh,
he's happy.
What?
Oh, that's a
he's
song.
We're
married.
Working.
We should plug one of these in today. What do you want? You want Backstreet, NSYNC, or Boys to Men?
I want Backstreet.
We'll probably have to do Backstreet, right?
Or
no, number
O-Town.
One.
O-Town came in at number 18.
I've never even heard of O-Town.
No,
so
isn't
yeah,
that,
no.
yeah, I
no.
like girls who wear Abercrombie and Fitch.
I think so.
What?
Yeah.
Wasn't that
you
O-Town?
You never know that song?
No.
I think that's O-Town.
Down Listen for the summer.
What do you want? Backstreet
this
Boys,
summer.
NSYNC, or New Kids?
Backstreet.
Yeah, they're number
All right,
one.
I'll do Backstreet later. Maybe after Fast Five.
Yay! Oh, I'm so excited.
Yay!
I like Backstreet Boys.
Here's Fat America. Oh, let me play my little. Krispy Kreme just added three Pop-Tart-inspired donuts, two of which come with mini Pop-Tarts on top.
Ooh.
Three donut flavors are frosted strawberry, chocolatey fudge, and brown sugar cinnamon.
That sounds good.
That
three
does.
Three big Pop-Tart flavors, right?
Yeah.
The strawberry one also has the strawberry filling. That makes me
I
happy.
I love donuts with filling.
Two of them have the little Pop-Tarts just sprinkled right on top.
Aww.
Oh, my gosh.
That sounds so good.
I like the brown sugar one. That's
giving me
good,
the jitters
yeah.
just thinking
know,
about it.
Right? Going into a sugar coma.
Ah. Make your way to our Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB. We started trending with a dog story. Might as well end trending with a dog story. A family was driving through North Carolina, and they shared some footage on the old ticky-tacky of a dog that got the zoomies while riding in the car in front of them, and the poor dog can't decide which window to stick his head out of. And the dog is so happy to be in the car, and he's like,
oh
back
gosh.
And forth, and back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth. His head pops out each window. Boop, 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 boop. It's insane.
That little puppy has the zoomies in the car.
That dog looks like he had two of these Pop-Tart donuts.
I love
and
that.
And he's giving it hell.
Where
so
can I find that?
It's on our Facebook.
Oh, Facebook,
oh,
Katie.
Oh,
wow,
get
Katie.
It. I'm going to go get that.
Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.